Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Jessica Klotweig bringing you today's Daily Phil. Are you familiar with the game Would You Rather? If you haven't played it, it's a game that forces you to choose between two things, selecting the most preferable. Here are some examples. Would you rather be a whiz at mathematical equations or fluent in every language? Would you rather be invisible or be able to fly? In biblical times, the game might have sounded like this. Would you rather ride a camel or a donkey? Or would you rather be a fisherman or a tax collector? It's a great get-to-know-you game, but with the right questions, it's also helpful for self-examination as it reveals much about the heart. In Mark 10, the man who ran up to Jesus was presented with a would-you-rather question of sorts. Would you rather be rich or have eternal life? At that moment, the desires of the man's heart were revealed as he weighed the value of all his wealth, what it brought him, and the personal cost of giving it up to follow Jesus. It had already been determined that he had kept the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. Mark 10:19. But what Jesus presented him was an opportunity to follow the commandment to have no other gods. Exodus 20:3. For this man, money had become his god. Money can provide many things, including security, stature, freedom, and opportunity. But these are tangible experiences that can fade away and be gone with life's final breath. The invitation presented to him, if had he accepted it, held eternal life. The choice was his, and the choice is ours too. Every day, we are presented with would-you-rather decisions. And with the gift of free will, we choose Jesus as the one thing that our heart desires above all else. Ask God to examine your heart to reveal your attachments, loves, desires, priorities, and motivations. What material possessions or pursuits might be hindering a relationship with God? Are there sacrifices that might be necessary to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus? How might a costly sacrifice of your resources serve others and reflect the love of God? Ask God to reveal any areas where you need to prioritize Him and truly love Him most. May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.